It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, nothing's going our way right now.
Oof. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Listen, there is no other way to put this. Our sports world right now is in shambles. And I say that because no one expected our Braves to be 0-7, and certainly the way the Hawks are up and down, kind of floating into the playoffs. They're going to be in the play-in. We know that. But they're trying to improve their standing, and last night they didn't help themselves. But, Mike, to lose the way we did last night, where it felt so good for our Braves to have a 5-0 lead, to know that Elder wasn't terrible, he leaves the game with a 5-3 lead, and then to see it shake out the way it did, you know, it's too early for this heartbreak. It's just too early.
Yeah, and look, you had some unforced errors, as it were. You had a couple of unearned runs thanks to the Dodgers screw-ups at third. But, hey, we'll take it. You know, your beggars can't be choosers. But that was one, and it's funny because, the posse is out for Snicker on social media. I'm like, look, the guy hasn't pitched. Iglesias was fresh, okay? I don't think it's asking too much of a guy to go get and treat it as a pretty important game and go get 5 outs. But Raisel Iglesias wasn't up to the task. And look, Shohei Ohtani is the best player on the planet for a reason, but I'm not going to fault him. I mean, he tried to get a little creative with the bullpen there because Hernandez came in and was shaky. So they went right to our guy Raisel.
Yeah. While we're talking about Snit, let's hear his opinion about this, talking about Iggy, all right? That's Iglesias. Mm-hmm. And why, you know, he decided to do him in this particular spot. I get it. It didn't go our way, so now we're very critical of the decision. But this wasn't out of the realm of what Iglesias is capable of. And to Mike's point, we weren't winning, so he hadn't been pitching. Right. Okay? I mean, we're talking about his second outing in 10 days. Here is our manager, Brian Snicker, talking about that decision.
So he hadn't pitched. He's pitched one time in 10 days. I almost went with him just to let him have 2 innings. I feel like I could come in there and get a ground ball. But he's well rested and you know, wouldn't it, you know, it's something that he did a lot last year. I didn't want to do something like that this early, but it's kind of like, you know, I wanted to try and go after this game, and he's our best pitcher right there.
He's trying to stop the bleeding, so you treat it a little bit differently. Who's going to fault him for that? You know, De Los Santos, Johnson, Lee, they did their jobs. You know, the bullpen actually stepped up against that great hitting Dodger team. And as we said, Hernandez, you know, all of a sudden it's like, here we go. So it's frustrating because when things just seem to not work, it's like snowballing. And that's where it's at. You come home, you get the Marlins, and hopefully they can get things cooking. But as you guys know, well-documented, I think most Braves fans have heard, Carl, the numbers that no one's been 0-7 and never won a World Series.
Yeah, and for me, we're just not that good right now. And that's okay. it doesn't mean we're going to be this bad and breaks aren't going to go our way and we're not going to hit consistently and we're not going to get runners home from being in running in scoring position all season long. But right now, this is our fate. This is where we are. And as much as we think they're better and as much as we thought that they would play better, they haven't. And you just have to accept this. And you know, it doesn't mean, again, that they may not correct things and make a run. But we're working from a different place right now. You know, we've got to climb out of this hole, try to get back to 500, which I think eventually is going to happen, Mike. And then because honestly, you're just talking about a couple of sweeps here. You know, if you win a series, you win a series and sweep a series, all of a sudden you're back in the mix. But it doesn't feel good right now. And as I said yesterday, what do you think this team does good right now? We're not doing a whole lot. That's really good. Now, I will tell you, there were some bright spots defensively, Mike, yesterday that you went, man, there were some great defensive plays, but it didn't add up to a dub. So ultimately, you know, it doesn't matter. And guys that you expect to hit, Rileys of the world you've been talking about, guys that we need to consistently be good in this lineup, just haven't been early on.
Now, the one thing that is interesting, and if Nick Allen keeps this up, by the way, it looks like he's 12. If Nick Allen at shortstop, who, by the way, is off to a great start, can continue, then, yeah, maybe you can platoon a little bit with Arcia, depending on your matchup, as long as he's, you know, he's doing okay out there in the field. 2-for-4, he's batting .364 with his, you know, limited opportunities. But that's the only bright spot. It's just been brutal with the 0-for-2. Even Ozuna falls to sub-200. So Eli White's batting .250, Nick Allen's .364, and everybody else is sub-200 right now.
It's tough, man. 404-726-0929 as we talk about this with you. And look, we can bang on all the different things as much as we want. But again, I don't think this is a Snitz issue. I don't think this is double-A and not trying to do what he needs to do. You put a team out there and we're not performing, and certainly, you know, it's an issue. And Mike, I'll say this. I know we joked yesterday about Elder. 4 innings. You know, again, you leave with the lead. They gave him a nice cushion, right, to deal with. And ultimately, you know, he gives up a couple of runs before he leaves. But the Iglesias thing, and let's talk about this, guys, is one out in the eighth, one on. And you're going, all right, I'm the manager. I'm going to trust my guy. This is a guy that's gotten us 30-plus, you know, saves over the last few years each season. He walks Will Smith. Then he gives up, you know, that 2-run double to Max Muncy. And then 2 batters later, boom, all of a sudden you get a K in the ninth inning, and then that next pitch is gone. And Ohtani, we could talk about who, you know, I don't even know who to compare him to at this point.
No, he's just Superman. He hadn't started pitching yet. Wait till he starts, you know, dealing from the mound. And as we said to start the segment, I don't fault, and you played the soundbite of Snickers saying, look, not that they're desperate, but I think you try to play it almost a little postseason-like to get a 5-out, you know, save, which is totally doable. It's not like this guy's had any work because you've been so blown out. Iglesias hadn't even had a chance to pitch. So that's on him. You know, he didn't handle it. As we said, the rest of the bullpen was really good last night. Unfortunately, Deisbel Hernandez, not sharp. And that's why I think he said, look, I'm not going to blow it with him. I'm going to bring in my closer. And I don't fault him for that. He just couldn't get the job done. So 0-7. Nobody else had to play the Padres and the Dodgers, but that's no consolation to Braves fans.
All right. Here's Snit, by the way, on Ohtani. And listen, he may win another MVP when it's all said and done. Somebody from the Dodgers, the way he looks right now, is probably going to win the MVP. But when you do the heroic things that he did last night, and it's not going to be the last time that he does it, you just tip your cap. Here's Brian Snicker.
Yeah, you don't like seeing him come up anytime, really. But, you know, he's a special player. This thing's hard. This game is hard. It's hard, and especially in this position that we put ourselves here. So we just got to keep fighting and eventually get out of it.
All right. Well, that starts tomorrow, and Mike and I will be out at Murph's tomorrow. Mike, we've been telling our listeners all week that we'll be out there, and we certainly will, from 2 until 7, and getting you ready for first pitch. We got a few special guests that are going to stop by. And look, I'm excited. I always get excited. I know you do, too, for the home opener. Regardless of the record, listen, there were years when this team was bad, and we were at the home opener because it's always special and fun. But I'm just hoping that we get some mojo back during this homestand, and maybe we start to put things together.
Yeah, back in the day, it was wait till Truist, which SunTrust became Truist. You know, wait till we get to the big ballpark. And then, you know, the rest is history. They start getting the traction with Acuna. Think about that big home run, the grand slam against the Dodgers. Remember that one? And then, you know, yeah, there were some bumps in the road, like getting smoked by the Cardinals in that game five. And then, you know, 21 was amazing. But that's 4 years ago now.
It's a long time.
I mean? That's, you know, and that's why I'm so frustrated when we get into this core. We always talk about the nucleus and your window. We always talk about the windows and the teams, whether it's, you know, NBA, NFL. You know, in this case, you've got to really hope that they allow Alex Anthopoulos to be aggressive at the trade deadline. If nothing else, to shore up this pitching, because I don't think we're going to see Lopez.
Yeah, look, Dave, he's always made moves, even some that we've questioned, but I don't expect him not to be active. That's the word. How active? I don't know. But I do expect him to be active, but it's all going to depend on where we are, too. You know, we talk about this every year, guys. You get to the trade deadline, and God forbid, if you're 10 games out, okay, and you say, what are the odds of us really doing something this year? What do we want to do? Or are you three games out and you've come back and you've played really well? Like, there are circumstances that surround whether you go all in at the trade deadline or whether you kind of stay put. And so it's going to depend on where we are. I'm hoping that we are in the mix, Mike, and that makes it easy for them to make this decision.
Now, 18, you went and got a guy like Kevin Gausman. Let's hope it's more of that and not Yadi Chirizo. Remember Johnny Chirinos? We had that guy a couple years back.
Yeah, he wasn't any good.
We rolled it. Who was the guy we traded the Astros for that was a bum? Remember, we had some stiff that came in. We had some really bad. Jake Odorizzi.
Oh,
thank
right.
you, Chris.
That's right.
So, but that's where we're going to be living because they don't give him the loot to go shopping for the big stuff. And unfortunately, the big stuff was available in November, December, and January.
Yeah. You guys can hit us up. Find Mike, by the way. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See, Dukes, the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. You are listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. Now, Chris Thomas, Turtle. Just put up a poll at Dukes and Bell 929, Mike.
I do not accept this poll.
I do not either.
I think this is a terrible poll, Chris.
I do not either.
I boo your poll.
Okay.
I boo your poll selection question.
I say that because Turtle does a lot of stuff for this show behind the scenes. But
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm not booing the Braves on opening day when I make my way over to the ballpark. And Chris says to me, I'm going to put this up, and I think some people are going to do this. Who's booing our team on opening day?
No. You know what? A guy who roots for the Yankees, who knows the Bronx cheer. That's a miserable metropolitan area question that you I expect
booing?
To see up there. Yeah, I'm not going to boo my team.
So vote no.
I did.
Well, Tish, we love you. Tish says, heck no, never boo. Who are these 14% people that have already voted yes? No, and the poll question's up at Dukes and Bell. I just want to let you guys know that is the executive staff behind the scenes who have put that out there. I don't.
Not staff, executive person. I'm not a part of that, okay?
Okay. I'm not booing our Braves. I'm frustrated. I'm mad. I'm disappointed. Right. I want to see us play better. But tomorrow night, when they give the lineup, Mike, this is where I'm going to be. I'm not going to be, boo, get him out of here.
Well, I know tomorrow before I head up to Merv's, I'm going to probably get off and exit early and go check out that new real estate the Braves purchased on Interstate North.
You just want to see what it looks like?
Yeah, go see what it looks like, what Pennant Park's going to be all about. And, you know, maybe I can envision what that money could have been turned into in the offseason. But, yeah, I'm not going to boo. So I just put up, I just retweeted and said, I boo this question.
Guy says, Dukes and Bill, if they stink it up tomorrow, yes, this team is way too talented to be swinging the bats like this. It's all about the approach. So there is one person who says, yeah, if they stink it up. Another guy said, yeah, if they lose to the Marlins tomorrow, I am going to be booing. Okay.
All right.
I mean, these are the same people. You guys are the same people who are telling us it's early in the season and you shouldn't be concerned.
Yeah, by the way, you're a tough guy on Twitter. Nobody boos. Okay, by the way, I've never seen anyone boo at this stadium, okay, other than maybe the angry guys that got on Ozuna after he had his incident.
Oh, they did do that.
You know, but again, those high and mighty folks, you know, they love that. You know, but no, I've rarely heard anyone boo at that stadium.
Yes is up to 26% already, by the way.
Yeah.
So be careful, guys. All right. It's creeping up.
I hear you. So last night after the Braves lost, and we were all PO'd, social media was buzzing, and a guy named Logan, we don't know him, tweeted out, "We booing on Friday?" Asking Braves country.
Chris started this mess.
Well, this was 14 hours ago, and this dude asked Braves country. Mm. Michael Money Harris responded, "Bet," with laughing emoji.
Right.
And I love his response. And Mike and I listen, I'm not co-signing this poll, okay? But it's up, and Chris is saying, hey, let the people speak. That is what Turtle's saying. So we're allowing you to go there at Dukes and Bell 929. I will tell you right now, I'm not booing. But if you feel like that's necessary, you need to get it out of your system because we're 0-7, so be it. But I agree with Money Harris. Bet. You act like these guys are laying down on the field.
Right.
Like they're not trying. Give me a break, man. Like, that's not the case. If I felt like, Mike, the effort wasn't there, or for whatever reason, we talk about it, Mike, the key word, they had already quit. It's 7 games in. Nobody's quit. So there's reasons as a fan base we feel like we need to boo. I don't feel like I need to boo because we've been outplayed by the two best teams in Major League Baseball right now. That is where I'm at. I don't know where you're at.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's as brutal can be, and this is just the cherry on top of the Dodger sweep Sunday to have Ohtani have a walk-off. So you know that over 162, and look, you know me, usually I love to get in there and panic and hit the panic button and all that, but these guys, Austin Riley's not going to bat sub-200, okay? Ozzie's not going to bat sub-200, just not. Now, some of these guys, maybe they will. I don't know. You know, when Murphy finally gets up here, I'm not sure. I have high hopes for Drake Baldwin. He's struggling right now. So this is just as brutal a start as I've ever seen here. When there's expectations, you know, when you moved on and Snicker came up from the minors and they were in total rebuild mode, yeah, this doesn't move the meter. But now when you're considered by ESPN and MLB Network to be the second best team behind the Dodgers, you can't start the season like this.
Yeah, that's the difference. All right, go vote. 404-726-0929. Coming up, we do have a few guests that are going to come by and talk with us about this. But we get a chance to talk to D. Orlando Ledbetter. He's finally made his way back from the NFL annual meetings that were going on this week, Mike, and he'll fill in some of the blanks. I think he talked to pretty much, I'm talking as far as the Falcons, but also, you know, the other teams that were there, talked to all the major players, and we'll get him to tell us what he thinks about where this thing is headed. Again, draft just a few weeks away now.
Yeah, and it's funny, after all the, you know, the posturing about only talking to defensive players at the combine, you know, now admitting that, yeah, we've looked at some offensive tackles. You know, could you maybe be looking to trade Caleb McGarry for a draft pick? before this draft. If you are, now again, just going with what we know. And what we know is whether it's simply to maybe draw some interest from a team that's looking for a tackle that may want to get in that run of perceived offensive tackles in this draft, where we're selecting, that could be it too, and that's fine. That's why I was laughing at the idea of we're only going to talk to defensive players. Come on. So now, okay, and by the way, tackle will not be popular with anybody, but if you believe all the guys that have been on the field can really crank it up, then maybe you don't go edge rush and you go tackle and you move either Jake or you go get someone who's going to plug in for Caleb and protect the blind side of Michael Penix Jr.
Mike, I think all those options are on the table, and why wouldn't they be? Like, seriously, if we can upgrade, okay, and we're just simply saying if you feel like there's a position of need that we can upgrade there, you're not drafting, I don't believe you're drafting, unless it's a tackle, to your point,
right?
You're not drafting another center or guard or any of that stuff in the first round. But if you could make a deal like that, Mike, and acquire additional picks, I'm all for it. I am. So, listen, there are plenty of options on the table. I think this is going to be a very unpredictable situation, unlike the last few years where I was pretty confident about Pitts, pretty confident about Bijan being picked. This is a different deal simply because there are a lot of guys that fit our needs but also could obviously be gone before we pick at 15. And then to Mike's point, if in fact they decide to move, and there are a lot of scenarios where we're moving. You know, we're moving right back, we're gaining picks, we're doing something, and that changes the draft for us as well. So we'll talk to D-Led coming up next hour. Big O just told me he talked to Isaiah Bond as well, talking about wide receivers. We hadn't even really talked about wide receivers.
I mean, you want to take a flyer? I mean, a fourth round? You want to? Because certainly not in the second round.
No.
I would like to think that this regime can find skill position players in the fourth round. So if you feel that's an area, because, you know, I started mocking today. I'm on the Pro Football Focus site. You can crank out, like, literally 15 mock drafts in 30 seconds.
It's great.
And I will see. I'll get you some of those trends and those names as we ramp up our coverage for the draft. I don't want to bore you right now, but there are some names which keep popping up for corner in the second round, Carl, if that's what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you do go edge or tackle.
Jadae Barron.
Yep, and there's a couple of dudes that I like from some of the other smaller schools. We'll get into all that, but man, you don't have. That's what sucks is you just don't have all the picks. You know, 2 7th-rounders, a second, a fourth, a first.
I would love to have this particular year 7 or 8 picks, right? And I'm talking about a third, like 2/3 and 2/4. I'd love to have something like that, or 2 seconds. Nevertheless, we are where we are right now. D-Led will join us next hour. Big O's behind the glass. Turtle, our executive producer. Let's get to the daily download.
Story number one.
Well, it's Braves front and center, guys. And Austin Riley said, look, we get the day off tomorrow. This was yesterday after that loss last night. That's today. So today is the off day. And clear head and do whatever it is you need to do. But Riley said, look, we gotta get going.
Got an off day tomorrow, and we get to go play in front of the best fans. So, we got that to, you know, look forward to and clean some things up. We just got to play good baseball. That's bottom line. Offensively, we just got to play better baseball.
You see what Austin Riley said there?
The best fans.
Best fans.
The best turtle. Fans Chris wants to boo.
Yeah. The same people you're asking, are we booing them?
Right.
Austin's right. And we look forward to that tomorrow. But, Mike, on a personal note, bases loaded in the second, and you get, want to say it with me?
Nothing.
That was huge. Austin Riley talked about it after the game.
From a personal standpoint, it's honestly embarrassing what I've displayed offensively, and I've got a lot of work to do. It's from an offensive point, you know, there's no excuses. It's embarrassing. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, right there at the bases loaded, you know, one out with me, you know, I no excuses. I got to get it done, it was not good whatsoever.
Wow. You talk about owning it.
Yep, and that's what you like to hear, man. I mean, you know, in the top of the second, fouling out to first, meekly. You know, there's just been some. And by the way, there's been some awful at bats from the go-to guys on this team.
No doubt,
and that's part of it. That's why we said when I was funny. I had and when you get into these arguments with some folks, I don't know what you guys are watching. I say the Braves look lost at the plate because they do. And when you get into one of these ruts, you know, it's just human nature to guys start forcing and pressing and doing things you're not supposed to be doing. So, yeah, man, Riley striking out in the top of the sixth. There's just been a lot of just bad at-bats for him, not just picking on him. Ozzie had some bad at-bats. This is where you really lean into your veterans to really be better than this. And, you know, I know that Matt Olson, you know, that's another guy. You know, in the top of the sixth, as they were chipping away at the lead, that's when you get their heart of the lineup, and they give you nothing in that inning.
It was tough. Again, we just need to get those guys going. I think if the meat of our lineup gets going, Mike, we're going to be fine. But that we haven't quite seen that yet. Meanwhile, let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
That was a terrible loss last night for the Hawks. And I'm going to tell you why. You battle back from nine. You not only take the lead, but you should have won the game. And, Mike, the last five possessions of this game that we had the basketball, we didn't do jack.
No poise.
Zero. Empty freaking possessions. You come down, you jack up a three. They come down. Klay Thompson hits a three to tie it. You get the ball back. You come down. AD blocks Trey out of bounds. Let's get a timeout. Let's get something out of the timeout. Coming out of timeout, guess what? Dyson turns it over. Bad pass. Empty possessions, man.
Right.
So, and then you allow AD, and AD is still AD. I know we clown him about the injuries, but he's still one of the best offensive players in the league.
He's still the guy you can't handle. That's a guy in the post. We don't have an athlete that can do anything with him in the post, I thought, last night at times. But no, you mentioned last 5 minutes, there were just some terrible, terrible decisions. I think one of the few moments was Okongwu makes that floater. That's about it. And I think that kept it at three at that point. I think it was 115, 112. But yeah, man, Dyson Daniels takes the lead with the three-point shot. You know, we're in a good position. And then, whoop, this is where a team like this, when we try to, not trying to sell you guys, but we're trying to get people fired up that maybe they can do something. When you play like this down the stretch, you're going to get smoked by somebody and maybe even in the play-in, let alone if you got to play the Cavs or the Celtics.
Yeah. Last shot was, of course, Trey on a step-back three on Anthony Davis. You guys know he's 9 feet tall, right?
Right.
His wingspan is 7'5". I mean, it was just it was frustrating and a bad ending to a game in which you probably should have won if you were able to hit, Mike, just maybe one more basket. And by the way, I got to say this about Quinn Snyder. He's done a terrific job. But can we run something out of the timeout?
No. No, it's Nate. Remember we used to get on Nate for that stuff?
Can we run something?
We used to get on Lloyd Pierce for that. Then we got on Nate for that. Remember that, you know, having Trey inbounds the ball. We're like, what are you doing? This is over the years. We've been it's funny. There's certain plays and certain things for teams. Short yardage for the Falcons, red zone, inbounds, and coming off timeouts for the Hawks. And last night, Klay Thompson looking like the old Splash Brother he was.
Yeah.
Trey comes down, misses the three. Then Klay makes the three, and then that tied the game.
All right, let's hear Quinn Snyder on the loss.
I thought we battled. We were aggressive, even in our defense in the fourth quarter. And, you know, it always comes down to a couple plays. And, you know, Anthony Davis hit a really tough shot fading away off 1 foot. And then, you know, we didn't get a good shot late. They switched out. And, you know, that's a tough, you know, tough guy to score on in Davis as well. So, but I thought the group really competed and we battled. And we were right there. It's a tough one to lose.
Yeah, look,
it was entertaining too. I mean, if we're honest, I mean, other than the outcome, it was an entertaining sequence the last 5-10 minutes.
Back and forth. As I said, we climbed back in it. I agree, Mike. But listen, they switched out because they knew we were going to Trey. That's why they switched out. Can we run something? I'm just saying that it's the most frustrating thing. Niang's been killing it all season. Maybe set up a three in the corner for him. Maybe allow, Caris LeVert to put it on the floor and maybe create a shot for Trey. It was like, Trey's getting the ball. Hey, Trey's getting the ball.
Right. I mean, now sometimes that ISO Joe would work, but ISO Trey knowing what they were. Yeah, that I don't like the lack of imagination there. But then some would say, look, if the game's on the line, I want Trey holding the ball anyway. But you got to get
versus a 7-footer.
No, you got to, at that point, you got to pass, you got to switch out.
So, I was probably more frustrated than most of you, but I'm just, that's why I was just like, that's a game you got to have.
And this is why I'm going to stop, you know, with now seven games left?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be trying to be a hype man for the Hawks. I've tried as they've gotten closer to being at 500, and these are the games that just really frustrate you when you say, what are my expectations if they get beyond the play-in?
All right, we'll let you hear Anthony Davis. He says he's been struggling mentally coming up. It's kind of interesting, Mike. I mean, the trade happened, then he got hurt. And you talk about getting criticism. Everybody was killing Anthony Davis. Right. Last night, he was the hero for the Mavs. Hawks lose, which a game, again, even if we hit a bucket to go to overtime, it didn't happen. We're coming back. We got a lot more to dive into. The Falcons have been telling the truth all along about Kirk Cousins. It's starting to feel that way, doesn't it? And are you accepting it? It's Dukes and Bell. Happy Thursday, everybody. Tomorrow we're at Murph's. Come on by and hang out with us. Cobb Galleria. We're going to be out there having a good time getting ready for, of course, the home opener. I won't be booing. But you can vote at our poll question at Dukes and Bell 929. It's interesting because I think our listeners sometimes, you know, they think Mike and I are sitting here and going, let's mess with them.
No, we don't do that.
We don't do that. But Turtle, we always ask him, you know, at times you'll hear us during the show, hey, let's put a poll up because we want to get your opinions on things. And so we put this poll up. But there's a lot of frustration. I do understand that. And I know that people are clowning us and making fun of our team. And that's fine. We've won a lot. We've had one of the best franchises in the history of baseball.
Right.
I don't care. That's fine. Because I know it's not going to stay like this. And I know that the guys in that clubhouse and that and certainly, Mike, the guys they threw out there, even last night, we kind of joked about a split squad yesterday. These guys played well last night. The guys that were in the lineup played well.
Yeah, we talked about it. I mean, you got – now we can talk about the plucky little shortstop, Nick Allen. Now, I don't know if he's going to stay like that, but, you know, look, guys – all you can go by is what he's doing. He went 2-for-4. He's batting 364 in a limited opportunity when everybody else can't hit anything, let alone their weight. So we'll take some positives. And you know me, I'm not a big fan of Arcia. So, yeah, we're trying to find some things to hang your hat on. But it's just – it's really weird place, and I think that's where Braves fans are at, man. That's why you got hostility, negativity. Fire Snicker. Fire this guy. Guys, you got to aim a little bit higher. You got it's the guys drinking the white wine spritzers and the suits and ties up there in the executive suite. That's what you should be upset with.
All right.
Not that they drink white wine spritzers. I just thought that was very, you know, to be.
It was a perfect example.
Right.
Yeah. I was going to say, do they even serve that up there?
Did you guys see?
Guys drinking Chardonnay up there in the suite.
More Chardonnay. Did we see what?
Money Harris just put out another tweet.
Oh, did he? What did he say now?
Quote. Make peace with your past so it doesn't disturb your present.
He's right.
You know what? I think I saw that when on Kung Fu one time. And it was, no, it's when Kane goes back to the Shaolin Temple.
But he's right. You can't worry about like what happened in San Diego and L.A. He's right. Yeah, forget about it, man. We're going to start a new series here tomorrow. Yeah. And because that's the thing about baseball. It will drive you nuts.
Right.
It just will because the season's too long. So you keep moving. So Money's having fun with it, and I'm glad he is. And it feels like to me with him responding to people, listen, he's picking randoms. It's not like these are guys that he knows or he's interacting. He's picking randoms to interact with. He's probably, Mike, having fun, and I think most of these guys are deep down having a smile or two, and they should. Nobody's died, okay?
Right. As we like to say, get some perspective.
Yeah, so I'm glad he's responding, and I'm glad he's having a good time. Money, let's get it tomorrow. All right, let's talk about whether or not you feel like the Falcons have been telling us the truth the whole time about Cousins. Is there any reason to doubt them, Mike? After we hear Arthur Blank yesterday, we played it for you with our buddy Steve Weiss from NFL Network. We'll talk to D-Led about this, what the coach has been saying, and what we're getting to is he's going to be here and he's going to be the backup. Is there any reason now, this far along in this process, to believe that they are lying to us or that you feel like, hey, I still don't believe that this is the complete truth? You know, Mr. Blank said, at the end of the day, what happens will happen. He says, and maybe something will happen, pre-draft, post-draft, I don't know. But he understands what our needs are, Cousins, and he understands what we have to do as a franchise. I don't know. I mean, like, everybody's doubling down on this.
Yeah.
It's hard, right?
It is.
It's hard.
It's just, as a fan, you know, I can't remember a season for football because, you know, we're talking about pre-draft baseball. The Hawks, there's just a level of, and there's even uncertainty with Georgia. The whole thing, I just feel like, I don't know, a level of, what's the word? Spilkis? In Yiddish, like, you know, agita for Italians? Like, you need a Tums right now. So I don't know. I really have no feeling one way. They're just not confident in any direction.
I don't know how confident you guys are, but Moore said the same thing, that the Falcons remain comfortable. And that's a word that I think, wasn't it Terry Fontenot who originally said that? Right, in his presser, maybe it was the end of the year presser after we had lost our last game, and then he addressed the media and we're like, we're comfortable. And then he said, maybe I phrased it wrong afterwards, you know, saying we're not nobody's comfortable with the $40 million backup, which is, I think, is 27 this year.
But then he doubled down on it again, if you remember, at the combine.
And said what?
And said, we remain comfortable with Kirk Cousins as the
backup. But I mean, you and I, and like you were on this before everybody else, saying they'll have him. You know, I thought they were going to just dump him in March and just get on with their lives and eat it. But the way you saw the Broncos do. I think you, with Russell Wilson, I think you look at the scenario and you say you're hoping the Browns come. You're just probably not going to get a draft pick for this round or for this year. And the Browns will be looking for it because maybe they don't go quarterback, or the Steelers. The Kirk Cousins thing really is the domino for us to fall. But you got to, in the meantime, keep saying things which may seem really silly. Like, we will roll. Okay, man. Look, they love Ra. Ra's got a good handle. If you remember the player poll that came out in the offseason, they do buy in. They love this guy, even though he drives you crazy with some of his decision-making. But the players do buy in, and they can buy into a world where Kirk Cousins is still on this team.
Yeah.
If you can pull that off, that's, I guess that's some pretty good coaching.
I agree.
I don't believe it's going to happen, but I mean, if they keep throwing it out there, all we can do is say, okay.
Okay, and that's where we're at, by the way. And for everybody who keeps asking us, like, are they for real? Everybody's in sync with this. It's almost like they got on a conference call, and I'm not saying they did, but everybody's like, this is what we will say regardless of what anything is said, and everybody's saying the same thing. Or maybe it's just true. 404-726-0929.
Now, Kirk, as we said, does, and we had a conversation in depth about this on Tuesday, has all the leverage. So even though Arthur Blank can, you know, talk about the conversation and, you know, and this and that about, you know, I know that Kirk wants, yeah, we know what Kirk wants. He's going to get what he wants because you don't have any leverage in this situation. He can say yes or no to any proposed trade, whether it, you know, comes before or after the draft.
Yeah. So we're just talking about coming off of this week. I mean, it's been an interesting week in the NFL. You know, we got a few rule changes. They're looking at some other stuff. But I do think this was one of the things, based on where we are in the offseason, before the draft, before we get to, you know, OTAs and rookie minicamp and all the stuff that we'll be talking about, you know, this is the last time that you really get a chance to get a feel. Mm. And I think Terry and Ra are going to address the media one more time, I think, before the draft, Mike, if I'm correct. And it'll be like a few days before. But, you know, I don't necessarily – they're not going to tell us who they're drafting, guys. They never do.
Right.
But they will talk about, you know, the strategy and what they're trying to do. And that's always cool. But, yeah, I think this was kind of the last time that we would hear about this particular situation. And my point is, everybody from the owner to the head coach to the general manager all saying the same thing.
But you feel me, though, as far as like where your head is at as far as Atlanta sports right now? It's just – you just – we're in limbo. We're in limbo with Kirk Cousins. We don't know where it's going to go. You're in a state of sort of limbo with the Braves. You got a feeling it can't be this bad all season long, but it's like not getting there. You know, even with Georgia, and I know that everybody's excited about it. I don't know where Georgia – I don't know where anybody goes in this new landscape of college football without having the depth you were so counting, you're so relying on the last few years.
Well, you just had – you know, we said it, five-star after five-star.
I mean, you feel good, right? About, I think Kirby's got a better handle on it, but I do get a kick, you know, when we talk about Kirby, like, you know, kind of saying, hey, you know, you got to love football to come to Georgia. You better not just love money. Well, that's a big ask in 2025. You see what's going on in the basketball portal today?
Yeah, it's crazy.
And we'll get into that later when we talk dogs.
It's crazy. And by the way, the other part of the portal is, we said this with football, though, but all these guys aren't going to land on their feet. Right. You know? I mean, it seems like half of the players in the NCAA are in the portal. That's what it feels like. And star players, Mike. It's not just, you know, St. John's lost the Big East Player of the Year to the portal.
Rick Pitino screwed that thing seven ways to Sunday.
He did. Yeah. I think he forced the kid's hand, but that's the power players have. Can you imagine, Mike, if that happened in the 90s and this kid got benched and the media's killing, you know, Pitino, and the kid's like, I want to transfer. Good. Go sit out a year. That I didn't agree with. But this is the other side of that now. And you know what? If you don't treat me right, or you don't allow me to play or finish a game, and I am your go-to guy, I'm out.
So now moving forward, wait and see the waiting game with Kirk Cousins, the waiting game with Aaron Rodgers, where, again, if you really want to get some leverage, and do you agree, by the way, the only way we get a draft pick in any form this year for Kirk Cousins is if we have Aaron Rodgers go to Minnesota, and then you have some leverage between Pittsburgh and Cleveland?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Right? That's it. And that's, again, that's a lot of moving parts. You know, and I think at the end of the day, Aaron Rodgers just signs with Pittsburgh, but he's just going to make everybody wait because he's just an egomaniac and loves having everybody twist in the wind. Waiting, it's like picking a pope, waiting to see which smoke comes out of the chimney from Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Well, look, the Browns apparently are unwilling to absorb the contract. So Kirk Cousins, he's trying to force our hand, and I say ours in the organization, meaning, Mike, just cut me. Right?
Right. That's it.
That's what you're saying if you're Kirk Cousins.
Right.
Just cut me.
Eat that money, nothing. And the story that you and I were joking around about that had all the Falcon fans go, what's Mike talking about? It was Bill Barnwell that came up with it from ESPN. He thought the only thing we could ever get for him would be a seventh round pick.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, and there were some other scenarios where we actually make a trade with Tennessee, where they're looking for a backup in Tennessee, or he battles for the starting job in Tennessee.
And if you ask us, are you saying Dukes and Bill, why won't they just cut him? Because then you absorb all the hit.
Right.
That's
and
why.
In that case, we still pay $25 million of the $37.5 this year.
Yeah. So that makes no sense. So that's why. But we'll talk to D about this because I think it's interesting as he's trying to force his hand. You know, again, and Mr. Blank was saying yesterday at the meetings, I think it was, where he was talking about, you know, he's been cordial. Okay.
Well, good for him. Great. I mean, he's got all the cards. He's holding all the cards. He can be cordial. He can be a jerk.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You've got no juice. That's the thing. The key in this thing. Hey, by the way, I'm going to start doing mocks. I was telling Carl during the commercial break, starting to do some mocks because I you know, by the way, you know what those commercials when you get those bills for things you don't know you've got a subscription to, and you're like, what? Apparently, I paid $79 last football season for Pro Football Focus.
Oh wow!
Just got dinged on my American Express for that today.
You're like, what is this?
I'm like, I'm paying $79 to those nerds.
Yeah.
I'm basically giving Chris Collinsworth money because doesn't he like own this thing?
I think so.
Like that guy needs my money. Well, I might as well. I'm going to use. Guess what? I'm going to use this thing, and maybe I'll talk to my accountant and try to write this crap off. But anyway, Mykael Williams. I asked Carl. He was available with the 15th pick, so we took Mykael Williams.
I do like that.
And then in the second round, there was nobody really that was worth taking. There was a good corner out of East Carolina, but he was coming off an ACL. So I asked Carlos, you want to trade down? He says, let's do it. So we moved down 8 spots to Green Bay, and we picked up an extra 4th and a 5th rounder. How do you like that, Matthews?
Okay, now that's what we're talking about, additional picks.
Right.
Listen, I think there is...
I'd love to be able to do that if they can pull something like that off.
Oh, of course. Mike, I think that'd be huge for where we currently sit. But it doesn't mean, by the way, that your additional picks don't matter. Like, once we get to the 7th round, even if we don't, we may not keep those guys.
Right.
By the way, we don't know. They may trade those 7th round picks. But, you know, those are rolling the dice. But what you're talking about, your top-tier guys, and there's probably, as I said, right now, maybe 8 to 10 guys that they could potentially choose. From D-tackles to D-ends to even a linebacker. Like, there's about 10 guys that they would go, hey, if he's there, he's got to be top priority, and we really have to have a discussion. But I also think as they've worked this list down, Mike, you get to that second tier of players, and, you know, you're talking about, for example, and I think he'll be gone, but, like, the Malachi Starks of the world. That, you know what I'm saying? The guys that you go, all right, second round, who's available?
Right.
And then if he's there, are we willing to take a chance on him? Listen, James Pierce, the guy we've been talking about, the edge rusher in Tennessee, Mike, for some reason he slid. And he may not end up being a first-round pick. He may be a second- or third-round guy.
Now that they've explained that Shamar Stewart was asked to carry extra weight by Coach Elko at A&M, I don't feel as bad about him. But every time you read a Pierce breakdown, like an NFL Network, attitude. No! No. Like Lego Batman. No. When I hear attitude, focus, lack of focus, no. I don't need any more Rashid Hageman's on my roster, okay, where I got to yell at him all day. You know, remember that? Remember Coach Brian Cox?
I do.
So, by the way, I picked up Shamar Turner. Who? Not Shamar Stewart, a guy named Shamar Turner. He's a big defensive tackle from Texas A&M.
Okay.
I picked up a guy, and this is Chris, you'll laugh at me for this, only because I like the name and we need a corner in the 4th round for the nickel, Melo Dotson.
I do like the name.
You can't go wrong with Melo.
I do like
Miller. I picked up a 4th rounder. I picked up a wide receiver from Colorado State. And then I just went best athlete. I picked up a corner. I picked some great names. O'Donnell Fortune, a Gamecock.
Oh, that's a good name.
Yeah, man. And then I went with Smile Mondin at the end. Last pick of the draft.
Yeah, Turner didn't get as much love as Stewart. But, you know, again, big guy, 290. We'll see where he ends up. If he's there in the 4th, it might be worth a pick. All right, we're coming back. NFL, we got more to get to. 4th and 1, guys.
By the way, a lot of guys saying, I boo Turtle for this poll question today at Dukes and Bell.
They should. I'm telling you. Chris Martin, not that Chris Martin. thank you so much, because he said, can we repost a 3rd option? Boo Turtle. Yeah, I'm not buying this today. All right, we're coming
back. Take that Bronx energy out of here.
We're coming back here on the show. When we do, though, 4th and 1's on the way, guys, and he's upset. He is very upset with his organization. And I'm saying, have we made a phone call yet? It's Dukes and Bell.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.